Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question, and then I'm going to ask you 32 questions for the test. Work out the answer to each question in your head, and write only the answer in the box next to the correct question number. Sometimes other useful information, such as the numbers used in the question, has been written down next to the answer box to help you. You must do all your working in your head. You must not write down anything except the answer. If you write anything else on your paper, you will not get the mark for that question. I'll read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer so that it can still be read, and write the correct answer next to it. Do not use a rubber. There are some easy and some hard questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. There may be easier questions later in the test. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you may have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I'll read the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer space for the practice question. Remember, you must not write down anything else. The temperature goes down from 10 degrees to minus 5 degrees. What is the temperature change? The temperature goes down from 10 degrees to minus 5 degrees. What is the temperature change? Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you'll have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What is 86 multiplied by 10? What is 86 multiplied by 10? Question 2. Change 170 millimeters into centimeters. Change 170 millimeters into centimeters. Question 3. What is 48 divided by 6? What is 48 divided by 6? Question 4. What is 7.4 multiplied by 100? What is 7.4 multiplied by 100? Question 5. Write 3/100 as a decimal number. Write 3/100 as a decimal number. Question 6. A line is measured as 7 millimeters to the nearest millimeter. What is the minimum length that the line could be? A line is measured as 7 millimeters to the nearest millimeter. What is the minimum length that the line could be? For the next group of questions, You'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. A television program starts at 8:10. It lasts 25 minutes. At what time does the program finish? A television program starts at 8:10. It lasts 25 minutes. At what time does the program finish? Question 8. 50% of a number is 45. What is the number? 50% of a number is 45. What is the number? Question 9. What is half of 138? What is half of 138? Question 10. In a group of 73 children, 39 are girls. How many are boys? In a group of 73 children, 39 are girls. How many are boys? Question 11. 10% of a number is 16. What is the number? 10% of a number is 16. What is the number? Question 12. Write the number 6.5 million in figures. Write the number 6.5 million in figures. Question 13. Write 6/10 as a decimal number. Write 6/10 as a decimal number. Question 14. Jean got 15 out of 20 on a test. What percentage did she get? Jean got 15 out of 20 on a test. What percentage did she get? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 15. Two angles in a triangle are each 70 degrees. What is the size of the third angle? Two angles in a triangle are each 70 degrees. What is the size of the third angle? Question 16. Hugh and Lynn share some money in the ratio of 3:4. Hugh's share is £150. How much money is Lynn's share? Hugh and Lynn share some money in the ratio of 3:4. Hugh's share is £150. How much money is Lynn's share? Question 17. Multiply 6.08 by 1,000. Multiply 6.08 by 1,000. Question 18. 201 out of 298 people said they could swim. Estimate the percentage of people who said they could swim. 201 out of 298 people said they could swim. Estimate the percentage of people who said they could swim. Question 19. How many 14ths are there in 3/7? How many 14ths are there in 3/7? Question 20. Look at your answer sheet. What is the greatest integer x can be? Look at your answer sheet. What is the greatest integer x can be? Question 21. What is 0.7 divided by 0.01? What is 0.7 divided by 0.01? For the next group of questions, you'll have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. What is the cost of 5 mugs at £1.99 each? What is the cost of 5 mugs at £1.99 each? Question 23. Look at the angle on your answer sheet. Estimate the size of the angle in degrees. Look at the angle on your answer sheet. Estimate the size of the angle in degrees. Question 24. Each side of a square is 27 centimetres. What is the perimeter of the square? Each side of a square is 27 centimetres. What is the perimeter of the square? Question 25. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. What is 32 multiplied by 22? Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. What is 32 multiplied by 22? Question 26. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. If A equals 8, what is B? look at the equation on your answer sheet. If A equals 8, what is B? Question 27. 40% of a number is 16. What is the number? 40% of a number is 16. What is the number? Question 28. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. What is 448 divided by 1.6? Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. What is 448 divided by 1.6? Question 29. A square has a perimeter of 24 meters. What is the area of the square? A square has a perimeter of 24 meters. What is the area of the square? Question 30. Look at your answer sheet. If x equals 2y and y equals 10, work out x plus y all squared. Look at your answer sheet. If x equals 2y and y equals 10, work out x plus y all squared. Question 31. The price of a train ticket goes up from £5 to £5.25. What is the percentage increase? The price of a train ticket goes up from £5 to £5.25. What is the percentage increase? Question 32. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Put your pens down now. The test is finished.